Picture this. You're a park ranger living in a watchtower in the Wyoming wilderness. No cell phone, no internet, no coworker to keep you company. Your only human contact is with your boss on a handheld radio. But when unexpected events occur, you're faced with exploring a wild and unknown environment. And that's where a new video game set in Wyoming begins. Wyoming Public Radio's Anna Rader has more.
This is the plot of Firewatch, the first video game to be released by a small game developer in San Francisco called Campo Santo. The game is the creation of two former Wyoming residents, designer and programmer Nels Anderson and designer and writer Sean Vanneman. Their past work includes big-name video games like The Walking Dead and Mark of the Ninja. Firewatch is set in the vast Shoshone National Forest in 1989, a year after the devastating Yellowstone fires. Nels Anderson was born and raised in Jackson and remembers the fires.
I was pretty young, but I still vaguely remember what that summer was like. Town was constantly smoky. That was a thing that always growing up in summer, it gets really smoky for a few days and people worry about their house getting burned down. That's normal, right? And actually, that's not an experience that most human beings have to live through.
Sean Vanneman moved to Cody when he was 9 and lived there until he went to college in 2002. He says living in Wyoming inspired Firewatch.
I like to be alone a lot, and Wyoming's a really good place for that. Because you can just go 5 minutes from your house, or sometimes right outside your front door, depending on where you live, and be, like, really by yourself. And that's the feeling that I think has been sort of internalized in a lot of my work, maybe. I mean, it's something I feel I always bring to it. I'm always pulling from it.
Firewatch is what's called a first-person exploratory adventure game with a focus on plot and dialogue. What sets Firewatch apart from many video games is that there are no aliens, zombies, or monsters. Vanneman says it strives to be about real people from a real place.
The game is basically about the relationship between two people set like in the Wyoming backcountry. The game is not about challenge or defeating enemies. It's about learning to be the person that you are and forcing to make dialogue decisions in conversation with somebody you're getting to know. But at the same time, you'll be uncovering a mystery.
The mystery unfolds as the protagonist maintains radio contact with his supervisor. Based on those conversations and decisions, the player dictates the direction of the game's plot. As with any good mystery set in the wilderness, the notion of isolation is fundamental to what Firewatch is about.
If you go out into the middle of nowhere with emotional baggage, how long is it until that stuff catches up with you? What does it take for that stuff to really start to like eat away at you in a way that's not healthy?
And Vanneman and Anderson want the game to feel as tangible as possible. From the books sitting in the Lookout's bookshelf to the foliage and geology, the game will transport players to smack dab in the middle of Wyoming.
We'll be using real city names. People are from real places in Wyoming at a real time and talk about how there's a rodeo every night in the summer in Cody, what it's like when there's traffic between Jackson and the Teton. Road construction, I should say. Hopefully we make good on
the Wyomingness.
On all the Wyomingness. That way we can go back to our respective towns and not be
ashamed.
Firewatch is set to be released in mid-2015 and will be available on PC, Mac, and Linux. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Anna Rader.
So hang your rose and your tennis clothes. It's Campo Santo for me. Set sail for Campo Santo, boys.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is the life for me.